That last one should be a
G.
G. I'm not really hearing them clear in the texture, so if you can play them more brightly. Yeah, closer to the bridge. Okay, keep that. And 41. Everyone make notes, so we're going to play brightly at measure 41.
Should we be bright at 49?
This whole passage, yes? Part two comes in 49.
49?
Sorry. We're going to start running football plays in a minute. 36, 42. 41. What? Right. So make sure you're counting there, just don't feel it. Don't feel it, count it, and it'll be just fine. Next passage is the same, so let's go ahead now to 69. Measure 69. At 69, parts two, hold on. At parts two and four, you both have this quarter rest, the triplet thing. We are changing the rhythm here. We're just playing like four quarter notes across the bar.
Four.
All right, so basically two in the space, or four in the space. So
there's only three notes.
One of ours is a bus.
Four. Yep, so,
yeah.
So you're playing one quarter note and then three quarter notes following.
Yep.
Quarter note rest and then three quarter notes. Ba di da di da da. Alright, here we go. 69. Parts 1 and 3, because they're playing the triplets. Alright? 71, 73, and 4. That was much better. Let's back up 69.
Parts 1 and 3, you said, will be playing the triplets?
Yes, they're playing basically 6-8 the whole way through. Okay. 69, everyone?
We're back at 69 going through.
Yes. We did it successfully, now we're trying to context.
Jason, do you think in measure 72, the last eighth note should be G? No? No, no, I think maybe it's just like a slip up because the other pattern changed the note.
Sorry, where is it?
72, our last eighth note, he has an A instead of a D.
So this one's 72.
Seems like in the patterns that they're all the same. Yeah. I don't know why that will be.
I think he meant to do that. Because it goes in, there's an A in the next measure. It kind of.
I think it's actually A. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think he's trying to avoid the tritone because he has a C sharp above it. And there's an A in the part above it.
Yeah, and the other one I had, just real quick, was 101, the second C, should that be an E? But I guess maybe if it's the same reason, since I'm looking at the same parts.
Second, 101?
Yeah, 101, should our... Sorry, the F sharp, should the F sharp be an E? That's the only spot where he has an F sharp, I don't know if it's...
Yes, F sharp, because he's playing an A chord right before and a D chord right there. Yes, that is
cool.
That is F sharp. Where were we, 69?
Yes.
69. Can give me one button.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just try it. And if not, I'll bring everyone else down. There we go. Here we go. 95. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Part 2 at 109. Alright, so that's the tune there, so like the, those high notes need to come out. And maybe warm for these instead of bright. So let's try 109, part 2.
Should we be warm for the whole phrase?
Say again?
Should we be warm for the whole phrase 387?
Yes, that's correct. But I heard people playing that brightly. There you go, 109, part 2 alone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And more volume on the
A, G.
On that line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Is that a high? Because it sounded like everyone else was playing after me.
Say again?
It sounded like everyone else was playing after me.
Playing after you?
Mm-hmm. Was it me who was behind?
Or ahead?
I'm not certain. But this is a lot for you to work on, rhythmically, so just make sure you're counting this and don't feel it. Just count it. If you count it, with everyone else, that'll work out. Let's skip ahead to... Let's do it again. Dig in more threes. on this part. It should be getting louder, and as those notes become higher and less familiar to you, they keep getting softer, so the line needs to drive all the way up to the downbeat of 142. Alright? So drive all the way to the downbeat of 142. And the second beat of 142 will be just a little bit less. Let's do the same ways again. For dynamic shape, if the note's a little bit wrong, forget it. Right? Let's just do the dynamic shape. Dig in.
Here we go.
138. Special music school here, so you should know the difference now.
The whole quiz.
Archie,
I'll know it in April.
Oh, you know it
in April.
Okay. All right, here we go. 146. All right, so the trill starting the F sharp is right on the beat. Here. Ready, and... 191, please. Everyone, 191? It was like, God, another ending where we just end together. Boom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Song 30, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ready, go. Yeah, like that. Okay. Time sets.
20.
Moving on, yes. Part one, inner voices.
I don't know what my part is for inner voices. Can go to part two, your piano and also Tante.
Your orchestra guitar part two.
Which one is that?
Concertante.
Your first note is a E on the fourth string on the fourth measure.
Oh, okay, so I guess it'll come from Tante.
Yeah. It should be.
No, let me see.
Wait. Wait, hold on. Is that bad?
I got both part twos.
You have your own book for part.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Thank you. 16th notes. Alright, 16th notes. I'm hearing like a da dee da dee da da. Da-dee-da. So do it the other way around. So ya da 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 dee. Just really dig in on the 16ths. We hear them. Da da da. And it'll take away some of the beatiness in this as well. So that's all again. So again, strong 16ths and then back off on the downbeat. That's just Roberta. You should be. Blessing. We'll get you another part. Ready. Over here in part one, I heard them strong and I heard you back off the beat and it sounded great. When over here that was added, you played the 16ths strong and then the downbeat stronger. So it was a different different feeling. So ya ta ta. Ya ta ta. In 19, don't play your triplets. So when you have triplets, don't play them. Just The rest really worked out. So, 14.
14?
Ready. So in general here, we have the downbeat, and then there's like a long wait, and then there's notes, and there's a long wait, and then there's more notes, and there's another long wait. So we have all the moving notes, those eighth notes, that's where the action is. And that's kind of like pushing us into the next chord. And so, you know, so those downbeats should be easy. So again, the motion's in the eighth note's not on the one note by itself doing nothing. All right, so let's try it that way. 14, ready? Everyone? back. I think this was throwing you a little bit before, so if you have triplets, please add those back. Everyone else, just as you were. All right, and you can play again, Joe.
What were your starting points?
14. All right, ready, 14? Roberta's got triplets, and she passes them off to you here, and then he passes them off to you, and so that needs to feel like one line kind of going throughout. We go 18 before contratate. Ready? And... So going into 24 or into 25, same thing. So the pickups are strong, right? We need to hear the beginning line. Da da ti da ti da. Ya ta ti da. But not, because if you do it the other way, da da bi da di. So we miss the beginning of the line. That's clear?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Are we supposed to speed up at 20? It says 69 there.
Yeah, we're just working on sections and general shapes here today. So we haven't. It all happened when we put it together. We were just kind of out of context here. Here we go. 24.
24.
Do you care about the pickup?
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna ask.
Yeah, it's the pickup. Yeah, it's the pickup. Again, the pickup should be just a little stronger. Than
oh, sure. I see. Re-asks.
Because
I'm going to fancy
music. Special business.
Nothing.
Sorry. 24. Ready? Mm. Oh, the harmonics are like 8 bars over there. You're in the wrong place to start. It's okay. Alright. So, Bernie, your triplets are just a little bit. You're in the red, the third beat a little too soon. Same passage again? 44. So same thing. Pick up strong, downbeats less. Pick up strong and downbeats less. 44. Strong pickup. do one run of this move. Comments, complaints, concerns. So we'll start with the second movement of